If it were Hawaiian, it would be the Big Kahuna. If it were a mountain, it would be Everest. If it were a skyscraper, it'd be the Empire State Building. But it's a new Maryland Lottery scratch-off, and it has a Big Kahuna Mount Everest Empire State Building size top prize, $5 million. Introducing the 50-year scratch-off. It celebrates our 50th anniversary with the biggest scratch-off top prize in Maryland Lottery history, $5 million. Play it today. It's big, really, really big. And please play responsibly.
Whether it's your first time betting or you've been gambling for years, have a plan and know the game. Be aware of the rules and odds before you gamble. Set a budget and never gamble with money you can't afford to lose. Take a break and consider teaming up with trusted friends to help you stick to your budget. Remember, if you or a loved one has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER 24/7 or go to helpmygamblingproblem.org for free confidential services.
This is Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
I'm the only lawyer ever to obtain a court ruling that a president of the United States committed a crime.
For truth. For competition.
As a young lawyer, I helped break up AT&T. That's why you have all your cell phones today.
For sovereignty. For the Republic.
I'm the guy who at Judicial Watch, which I founded, uncovered the Chinagate scandal. Millions of dollars going to the Clinton campaign, corrupting our political system.
For the privacy of citizens.
And I'm the only guy to have enjoined the National Security Agency from mass surveillance on hundreds of millions of Americans.
Tearing it up.
I'm the son of meatpackers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
Bringing it back.
We're going to take this country apart and put it back together again in the way envisioned by our founding fathers.
It's not just talk.
We're not just regurgitating news stories. Larry Klayman, special prosecutor, is making the news.
And now, here's Larry.
Welcome to this week's edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. We have a very, very important show. Cliff Kincaid of America's Survival will be on. He's a national security expert. He's a longtime friend, colleague, a very strong anti-communist conservative, someone who does not just follow the Republican establishment, which frankly is driving us all into the ground right now, along with the evil Democrat Party. I want to talk initially about what's been going on with President Trump. It bears on what we're going to talk about with Cliff Kincaid, which is Ukraine. There's a evil strain right now in the Republican establishment to abandon Ukraine, to be isolationist, to allow for a situation similar to what happened in the days, months, and years leading up to World War II, where Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia and then went to conquer the rest of Europe. And of course, he had hoped to conquer the entire world. He thought he was the new Roman Empire, so to speak. But Trump is a key player. And Trump is someone that the Democrats fear. Trump is someone who, in my opinion, made a mistake. He should have broken away from the Republican Party. He's not really a Republican. They'll stab him in the back as well. But Trump is going to be indicted this week, in all likelihood, or maybe next week, with regard to alleged hush money payments to an individual woman by the name of Stormy Daniels. Now, that's not in and of itself terribly significant, because the worst that can happen there is that he gets convicted of a misdemeanor. And in New York City, you can guarantee he'll be convicted. I mean, New York City is almost as bad as the ultra-leftist District of Columbia, which is the worst place, frankly, in this country and rivals many of the other corrupt capitals around the world. Excuse me. But Trump will also be indicted in the not-too-distant future as it becomes more apparent that he is the likely Republican nominee for the presidency in 2024. Mark my words, I've never been wrong, I hate to say it. He'll be indicted for alleged tax evasion and tax fraud, and he will be indicted for sedition over January 6th. Of course, all of this is phony. All of it is trumped up, pun intended. All of it is intended to prevent him from running for the presidency again. And he is the likely Republican nominee because there'll be enough people, including Ron DeSantis, in the Republican primary that the vote will be divided up. Trump has 38% of the electorate right now in the Republican Party. And of course, in some states, non-Republicans can vote in primaries as well. Even they can cross lines and vote for another party, or if they're independent, vote for whoever they please. But he is now a huge target. And along comes Governor Ron DeSantis. And I think he's done an excellent job in my home state of Florida. But DeSantis shot himself in the foot this week by saying that we should not support Ukraine to any great extent. Now, Trump also is hovering in that area. But this is something we're going to discuss with Cliff Kincaid. But Trump is someone who, if he had been president, in my opinion, and opinion of many others, we wouldn't have a Ukraine. We wouldn't have had the disaster in Afghanistan. We wouldn't have a situation right now where North Korea is shooting off one intercontinental ballistic missile after another. We wouldn't have a situation where China has just brokered peace between Saudi Arabia and Iran, of all places. One of our great allies, Saudi Arabia, because they can't trust the United States, they see how we've abandoned allies, cut their own deal with Iran. And Iran, of course, itself is not only persecuting its own people, but it likely has an atomic weapon or two at this point, and they have the capability to deliver it. Mark my words, there's no doubt about it. Saudi Arabia would have been Israel's ally in taking that out, but that now is not likely to occur. So the world is in a very precarious place. The country is in a precarious place. You've got a federal judiciary, particularly in the District of Columbia, which is corrupt to the core. There is not one federal judge on the bench in the District of Columbia who has any degree of honesty, integrity, or ethics. Some of them, with regard to their decisions, are frankly just criminals. I deal with them on a daily basis. I am fighting them, many of them. I've got ethics complaints pending against them. They'll go nowhere because those ethics complaints go to fellow judges to make a decision, and they circle the wagons for their fellow judges. But I do it as a matter of principle. There is no way in this country that anymore, other than in isolated cases, and I have class action lawsuits on behalf of the peaceful protesters of January 6th, I have lawsuits against Communist China for the damage they have done over COVID. We have lawsuits with regard to the government of Mexico for shooting a Texas Ranger across the border who was trying to arrest a drug cartel member. Go to freedomwatchusa.org. See what we do. Support our cause. We have citizens' grand juries. We are trying Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, James Biden for bribery from Communist China, Russia, and Ukraine. No one else will do it. No one else can do it. The Republican Congress can't do it. They have no power. They don't control the Justice Department. We have to take matters into our own peaceful and legal hands. Joe Biden, who has destroyed this country and much of the world in 2.5 years, needs to be put in prison. He needs to be there for the rest of his miserable life. Frankly, probably it's not much more than a few months or maybe a year or two. That's how bad he is. But he is a real danger to this country. And the people who support him, those people on the left who prop him up as the Trojan horse so they can get their socialist, communist, atheist, and every radical concept through the government, not by the way of legislation, but by the way of edicts, of executive orders, similar to the orders that were issued by King George III, which caused us to form a new country. This country is on its knees. If anyone believes that this country is more honest than any other country in the world, they live on Pluto. This country is one of the most dishonest places under government rule as we have it, any place in the universe. Frankly, I hope and pray that aliens from other civilizations are here, because they're probably much better than the people who are running our government. And in fact, they probably are here in some manner, shape, or form. They're smarter than we are. They don't show their hand. But that being said, we are in a state of crisis. And talking about the judges, look at what's happening to the January 6th protesters, the peaceful ones. We now know, because the video footage is available, that it was overwhelmingly peaceful. We've been saying that from day one, that people have been put away in prison. They've been forced by the Biden Gestapo of a Justice Department and the FBI, its FBI, and these federal judges that are in league. This is an establishment cabal in Washington, D.C., to literally get down on their knees, make forced confessions, beg for forgiveness, and if they don't, they'll do more jail time simply for walking into our Capitol, frequently with Capitol Police by their side. We are forming at Freedom Watch and it's formed a legal defense fund for the victims of Joe Biden, for the victims of this Justice Department, Injustice Department, and for the victims of the unjust FBI and the other federal agencies. This country is being run by a bunch of freaks. If you want a poster boy of a freak, look at Pete Buttigieg. The transportation system has gone down the drain, similar to what we saw in the book Atlas Shrugged many years ago by Ayn Rand. This guy would rather be posing for pictures in bed with his male wife and his surrogate kids, test tube kids, and doesn't want to take time to help the American people. He's more concerned with the rights of LGBTQT people, gays, lesbians, transgenders, transsexuals, you know it. We've got the freak over there at Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, a moron. You know he's a moron. You've got the press secretary, who looks like some kind of character from Walt Disney World, who's up there every single day. You know, it goes on and on and on. We don't have a government that represents the American people. And if you think that you can sit around just watching Fox News, who we now know is two-faced, the owner of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, had to give a deposition in these cases that were brought by the computer companies who it was claimed engaged in fraud during the elections. We now know how two-faced Fox News is. They say one thing to the viewers, to get viewers, to rake in money, and they say other things to themselves. I've known that for a long time. People wonder why I'm so tough on Fox News, because the place is a travesty of a mockery of a sham, two mockeries of a travesty, in the words of Woody Allen. And in any event, whatever good it may do, and it's good to get the news from all sources, but unfortunately can't believe anything, it is now for the American people to rise up and do it for themselves. So please go to freedomwatchusa.org, join our Justice League, support our legal defense fund to help the victims of Joe Biden defend themselves. Support conservative lawyers like me, who bars in the District of Columbia and in New York are trying to eliminate. I've been fighting with them for almost two decades. Now, they're not going to win because I fight back. I've got so many lawsuits against them, your head would spin. But the judges that sit on top of these lawsuits are in bed with them. So then I file an appeal, and then I keep them on defense. We need to keep this government, this corrupt government that we have, on defense. We need to do it for ourselves. As I've said many times, let them stay in Washington. Let them commit crimes against each other. Let's move on. Let's form a new nation, a new government, not a new nation. Let us get honest and ethical leaders. And listen to Cliff Kincaid, because this is a problem. You need to pay attention to what goes on overseas, because eventually, as occurred in World War II, it'll be coming to our shores as well if we don't nip it in the bud. I'll be right back with Cliff Kincaid. Until then, go to freedomwatchusa.org, contribute to our cause with tax-deductible contributions, get my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. I have a plan, and I want you to join. I'll be right back.
Dangerous.
You don't hear, use the court and the law.
Lethal.
This is bad.
Special prosecutor.
Very bad.
Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
I'm back with Cliff Kincaid, a good old friend. He's not old, but I've had him as a friend for a long time. Fellow warrior in the conservative movement, the president of America's Survival. And the website is usasurvival.org. I hope you will support Cliff. I brought him on because he really is an expert in foreign relations and national security. He understands what's going on in Ukraine. There's been an isolationist movement in the Republican Party and the establishment, fomented by Tucker Carlson. Tucker, who basically doesn't have any views really on anything. He just goes with the wind, although he sounds like he has views every night. Nevertheless, Cliff, I want to introduce you again to our listeners and give us your thoughts on what's been going on with regard to Ukraine and the isolationist movement in the Republican Party in particular.
It's terrible to see this, Larry. Actually, I am quite old. I've been around the D.C. for over 40 years. I was there during the Reagan administration when Reagan articulated his Reagan doctrine of supporting freedom fighters around the world. And that's what we need today. Unfortunately, Tucker Carlson, DeSantis, others are failing that test. They are not supporting the brave people of Ukraine. I'm not supporting Biden's no-win war approach. I am supporting giving the Ukrainians more and better weapons. We just saw the news today that anti-communist Poland is giving Ukraine some more planes to fight for their people. I say take the war to Russia itself. We've got to win this war. Thank God we have people in the world today in Ukraine who are fighting for freedom.
Well, that's well said, Cliff. You know, people don't recognize a lot of, you know, our supporters are young. I didn't live through World War II, but we read about it, is that if, in fact, Ukraine falls, probably the rest of Eastern Europe will fall as well. Putin has designs to reconstitute the Soviet Union. He is a lunatic. He's a miniature Hitler. And you're right. Biden, by sitting around pontificating, doing nothing, of course, he really can't pontificate because he's not lucid enough to even do that. He allowed this to occur. I mean, we could have nipped this in the bud early on. But now that we've got the situation where Ukraine, an incredibly rich country, in many ways richer than Russia itself. Russia has the oil, but Ukraine has agriculture, has many other things, much more diverse. It's a real prize for Vladimir Putin and Russia, and they're not going to give up. And once they obtain total control, then, of course, it's Poland, and that's why Poland is being generous, and also all the countries in and around that area. So this is a serious matter. But put it in the context of Governor Ron DeSantis, my governor from Florida, someone that, you know, I had a high regard for. I also like President Trump and think they both would be great presidents again. But I was very surprised to see him get down on his knees to Tucker Carlson and really shoot himself in the foot, in my opinion, because there are a lot of people out there that feel strongly about Ukraine and not letting it fall to Russia.
That's right. It's ironic because my group, America Survival, just sent a long letter to the Florida Department of Education commending Governor DeSantis for signing into law legislation to establish a Victims of Communism Day in the Florida high schools down there to educate our students about the 100 million dead throughout the world because of communism. And yet DeSantis turns around and takes the Tucker Carlson view, completely ignoring what's happening in Ukraine. It's a war against communism in Ukraine. Look, Larry, we wrote a book back in 2014 when we saw this coming called Back from the Dead, The Return of the Evil Empire. That's when Putin first invaded Ukraine. He didn't do anything under Trump, but then back under Biden, 2022, he invaded again, and we've got this war that's been going on for 1 year. The people of Ukraine, they're my friends. I've met with them. They were toppling the Lenin and Marx statues in Ukraine. They didn't want to have anything to do with communism. All they wanted is our support. But if we don't support them, if we don't put pressure on Biden to give them the more and better weapons they need, then our boots will be on the ground in Poland, which will come under attack because Poland is a member of NATO.
You're right, Cliff. Hold on there. We're going to go to the next segment. We'll pick this up after the break. Stay tuned.
And now, four words that make corrupt politicians make wee-wee in their little pants.
Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this president.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
Be the one who makes our country great again. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and donate.
I'm back with Cliff Kincaid of America's Survival and USASurvival.org. Go to that website, support him. He's doing extremely valuable work. He's an ally of Freedom Watch. He's my friend. He's a colleague. He's a great person in terms of his courage, in terms of what's going on these days, because very few people will go up against the Republican establishment. It's become quite vogue just to parrot things that Tucker Carlson is saying, that Laura Ingraham's saying, others are saying, you know, let's forget about Ukraine. Let's just let it go down the drain. You know, I have, although I never really had a great appreciation, Cliff, I am half Ukrainian. My grandparents emigrated, escaped Ukraine, which then was controlled by the Soviet Union in the early part of the 20th century. Now, they were a little confused. They thought they were part of Russia because they were very young little kids at the time that they left. And in fact, you know, the Soviet Union was dominant over Ukraine as it intends to be today through Russia. But I got to tell you, I mean, the pride came out when I saw what the Ukrainians were doing and they were standing up. And, you know, and there's also a lot of, I would say, confusion about President Zelensky. You know, nobody's perfect. He's dealing with a difficult situation over there. Yes, there's corruption in that country, but I got to tell you something. I think there's probably even more corruption in this country. We just covered it up. We call it, you know, legalized bribery through campaign contributions and lobbyist grease and everything else. He's, you know, he's not perfect. And I think there's a certain aspect of the resentment towards Zelensky because he's Jewish. I think that's a little bit of latent anti-Semitism sometimes comes out in that regard, although he doesn't consider himself terribly Jewish, I might add. Not a practicing Jew, but the history of Ukraine was a history of a lot of anti-Semitism. That's why my grandparents left. So there's a lot of things swirling around here. Yes, we give money to Ukraine, and Biden's not keeping track of how it's being spent. Biden can barely keep track of where he is, although I think he probably knows how he's spending the money that he got from communist China, the bribes. But it really pains me to see, and frankly, I find it disgusting, that people in and around the Republican Party are now suggesting that we abandon Ukraine.
It is strange. It's not the Reagan approach. Reagan's approach, I was there back in the 80s. I met with Reagan. I was at the famous conservative political action conferences then. It was a much better organization then when Reagan called for support for freedom fighters around the globe. Here in Ukraine, they're doing it themselves. Now, people need to understand what's happened to Ukraine. Back in 1994, Bill Clinton arranged something called the Budapest Memorandum that disarmed Ukraine of over 1,000 nuclear weapons left there by the old Soviet Union. All of those were sent back to Russia. And the deal was Russia would then respect the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine. So just Ukraine was disarmed. Russia got the nukes, making them a more formidable nuclear power. And yet, of course, we should have expected this. They violated the Budapest Memorandum, invaded first in 2014, got Crimea, got eastern Ukraine, and then invaded again in 2022. This is the old Hitler playbook of when Hitler went into Czechoslovakia, the Sudetenland, supposedly to protect the German speakers there. Well, this is the ploy Putin's using in Ukraine, to protect the Russian speakers in eastern Ukraine. Well, he's got a weird way of showing it. He's destroying their country. And that's why he's got to be stopped. I believe we have to take the war to Russia itself. I'm not afraid of regime change in Russia. I'm not afraid of regime change in China, or for that matter, Washington, D.C. Freedom fighters around the globe have to take the offensive and say, we're going to take out these regimes.
Well, talk about Washington, D.C. We have a lot of developments. Of course, you know, the United States and Great Britain and others signed that accord that you're talking about. We guaranteed the defense and the freedom of Ukraine under President Clinton in order to get them to send the nuclear weapons to Russia. I hope they kept one or two, frankly. But we have now betrayed Ukraine. I mean, just giving them a few weapons does not live up to the agreement that we made, which was as strong as if Ukraine was a member of NATO, in my opinion. Now, what happens in that regard? You've got what went on in Ukraine. You've got what went on in Afghanistan. You've got a lot of other abandonments of allies around the world. And just this week, Cliff, as you might have seen, one of our best allies, Saudi Arabia, decides that they can't trust Biden. They can't trust the United States. So they use China to broker a deal with Iran. We have now pushed Saudi Arabia, one of our best allies, a stalwart in the Middle East, someone who probably, along with Israel, ultimately would have taken military steps to destroy the nuclear weapons in Iran, the uranium facilities, etc. Now we pushed it into the camp of Iran.
Everything is getting worse under Biden, and I don't appreciate, don't support his no-win war approach to all of these conflicts. But the response of the Republicans has to be stronger. Ron DeSantis, when he was a member of Congress back in 2014, when Obama was failing miserably to respond to the first Russian invasion of Ukraine, DeSantis said, we got to support Ukraine with offensive and defensive weapons. Now he's apparently running for president. He's totally flip-flopped and reversed himself and now says it's just a territorial dispute and it doesn't involve the national interest of the United States. Well, that's the kind of rhetoric that's the umbrella of Neville Chamberlain, and that's what's going to lead to the invasion of Poland, the Chinese invasion of the Republic of China on Taiwan, more of our allies deserting us. We've got to step up. This is a moment for a Reagan-type, a Reagan-style Republican to emerge.
Well, there is nobody, Cliff, and that's why you participated in our Third Continental Congress. I firmly believe that we need to form a new government and not a new nation. We need real leaders. We don't need sliveling people that sliver around like snakes in Washington, D.C. Now, in the first part of this show, I talk about the three indictments that are likely coming down against President Trump, one for Stormy Daniels, his erstwhile friend, so to speak, another one probably over tax matters, and one involving January 6th. One will be in New York, the Stormy Daniels. The other two will be in the hanging communist bastion of the District of Columbia. Now, you know, I pray that Trump can weather this, and I would be very happy to see him as president again. And the fact that DeSantis now has shot himself in the foot really strengthens Trump, even though he's not as strong as he should be with regard to Ukraine either. But I don't believe that if Trump had been president, that we'd be in the situation that we are now throughout the entire world. This world can blow up at any moment. You've got North Korea shooting off missiles one after the other. You've got Iran most likely already has a nuclear weapon or is very close to it, just days away from it. You've got China. It's guaranteed they're going to invade Taiwan 100%. This is why they, you know, nuked up to the extent they have and their military is so powerful today. So we are living in a world that you cannot be an isolationist. You just can't sit there and say, I'm not going to be involved. It reminds me of some people in my own family who sit there watching Fox News and think that's enough to be entertained as to what's going on. Not my immediate family, I might add, but extended family who say, Larry, it's time. Why don't you're 71? Why don't you retire? Just get it on. I can't do that. I can't do that. And you can't either, Cliff.
I know it's tiring, Larry, for people. They get tired of saying, well, our money's going abroad, but what about our southern border? Well, we've got to do both. We've got to take care of all these national security threats. If we've got to use the military against Mexican cartels using the Chinese chemicals to make fentanyl for export across the border, so be it. Let's do it. Let's get it done. But that doesn't mean we don't support the people of Ukraine. And why DeSantis has flip-flopped on this issue, I'd certainly like to know. Is it just that he wants to please Tucker Carlson? Is that the kind of politician he is? Then he's toast.
Yeah, well, it's not so much Tucker Carlson. I use that as a vehicle to explain it as well. It's the people who Tucker Carlson has influenced. And unfortunately, you know, people watch Fox News. They're very much gullible in listening to this crap that comes out of Fox News. And we know that Fox News speaks out of both sides of its mouth, depending on who happens to be the host at any given point in time. Look at what Hannity got caught. I always knew the guy was a liar, but he was completely dissing the January 6th people, dissing Trump, while at the same time supporting him on TV over what happened, you know, with the election fraud. This is all coming out right now. I've known it for a long time. So these people open their mouth. You can't believe a word that they say. And the fact is that I think it's only about 6% of the American people today believe anything that comes out of the mouth of our so-called government. And that goes for both Democrat and Republican and others. Mm. What do we need to do in this country? I mean, we don't have a government that represents us.
We got to get people to stop their addiction to Fox News. I agree with you totally on that. Support groups like yours. Larry, I've known you a long time. You're an independent thinker. You do what's right. You've written some great books on the corruption in D.C. But I'll tell you, one of the things we do at America Survival, we've been monitoring the communists in our midst, the communists that are not under FBI surveillance. Instead, of course, the FBI goes after January 6th protesters. They go after people associated with Trump. But I'll tell you, in D.C. this Saturday and around the country, communists from groups like the Party for Socialism and Liberation, Workers World Party, Democratic Socialists, they're all going to be there calling for an end to support for Ukraine, calling for an end to NATO. These communists are very influential, and it's just ironic to see their views echoed on a so-called conservative channel like Fox News.
No, you're right. And, you know, I often talk about the book Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. She predicted all of it in 1958. Dumbing down of the country, no achievement. It's an offense, actually, to go forward. And she created this fictional character named John Galt, who took most of society, you know, intelligentsia, scientists, lawyers, doctors, etc., businessmen, took them out of the mix, let the country go down the drain, go to ground zero, let these communists destroy it, only to come back to save the country. Do we have to see the country destroyed to get it back? That's my question. Because, you know, we don't have an opposition political party right now. The American people need to rise up themselves. All we see with the Republicans are dog and pony shows on Capitol Hill. They don't do anything other than raise money. And to me, it's time for the American people, peacefully and legally, to rise up and get it done ourselves. We need a new government, and we need new leaders, and we need to find them. And we need, like Charles de Gaulle did, to use the Nazi analogy in World War II, to form a shadow government, an alternative. Let's give them an alternative as to who the American people can follow, because they can't follow these people now. They'll send us right into hell.
That's right, and that's why I supported your Continental Congress idea. We don't need a new civil war in the United States. Like you say, Larry, we need a new government. We need regime change in Washington and around the world. But it's not going to happen if we let people like DeSantis flip-flop and go bad, go wrong on one of the most critical national security issues of our time. If Ukraine does not win this war, Europe is toast. China's taken Taiwan. The United States will crumble from within. And, of course, not to mention what the communists are doing throughout Latin America in places like Chile and places like Nicaragua, Brazil, and so forth.
You're absolutely right. We're out of time. Please go to usasurvival.org. Support Cliff and his groups. Thank you, my good friend. God bless you. Stay strong. We need you.
Thank you, Larry.
Before he was a trial lawyer, he sliced him and diced him.
People used to ask me, Larry, what caused you to start Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, given the powerful forces in this country that put you at risk?
In a meat packing plant.
I'm the son of meat packers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
A very special prosecutor, Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
And now the verdict, ladies and gentlemen, fellow patriots, people of faith, those who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers, those who follow Judeo-Christian values and ethics, those who are not afraid, those who refuse to be drawn into the so-called woke culture. And by the way, we need a different name than woke. No one knows what the heck it means. Let's just talk about the world of perverts. That is the woke culture. We Americans need to stand up now. We are on the verge of potential nuclear holocaust. We are on the verge of a total collapse of our economic system. You can see one bank after another now in trouble because of the inflation that Joe Biden created. As a result, people weren't putting their money in banks. They were keeping it out of the banks because of the uncertainty in the economy. And the country is in a dire strait. The country needs new leadership. You will not get that leadership from the Republican Party, and you certainly won't get it from the Democrat Party, which, as I've said many times over and over again, is pure evil. Every conceivable radical group bent on destroying this country so they can create greater dependence on government. Government to them is God. Government to us is not God. What is God is the Father and the Son. And they will help us if we help ourselves. And that's why I do want you to get my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. We have to wake up. We can't be sitting on the couch being entertained by the likes of Fox News or Newsmax or anyone else. We have to do it for ourselves. And I keep saying this, but if you care about your kids and grandkids and future generations, if you're my age, and I'll never retire, but if you're in retirement, you cannot just sit there and do nothing if you care about the people you brought into this world. That's not enough. You can't say, okay, I'll be dead in 10 to 20 years, so who cares? The country will still be around then. I don't think this country is going to last more than another 1 to 2 years the way we're going, because we don't have leadership. What you've got in government today are people who feather their own nest, scratch their backs, are corrupt to the core. You've got federal judges who rubber stamp all of this, much like the judges of King George III, particularly in the District of Columbia. You know, there are good judges in this country. I've got a good judge in my case concerning the PGA Tour, the antitrust case that I brought against it in Florida. You wouldn't believe the difference. The judge treats people with respect. He does his homework. He knows what's going on. He makes decisions. He doesn't hide in chambers as these federal judges do in the District of Columbia. They rarely ever come out. They don't want to confront the American people because the American people know that they are the worst example of government. In my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, the chapter on the judges are first to the guillotines. I mean that tongue in cheek. I don't want any physical harm to come to them. But along with Joe Biden and other criminals, we are trying these judges because they have violated their oath of office. And if you don't have judges who will stand in the stead for the American people, then what is the option? Violent revolution. And as of today, that's where we're likely headed. I don't want to see that. We're trying to arrest that. And that's why I need you to join Freedom Watch, because Freedom Watch does today what I used to do at Judicial Watch. Hard-hitting cases. We're on the cusp. We're on the edge. We take risks. We just don't get documents. We stick our neck out. It's not enough to get documents and ask the government to do anything, because the government won't do anything. The government self-perpetuates its greed. It self-perpetuates what goes on in this country. So I want you, and I beg you to join us at freedomwatchusa.org. And if you're out there and you're looking for employment or you want to volunteer, please contact me at leclayman@gmail.com, because we need to get bigger, and I'll use those contributions to hire more people so we can be your Justice Department. That's my message for today. Take it to heart. Be serious. Have fun when you can. But put the alcohol down. Put the marijuana down if you're a kid. If you're a grown-up, turn off the TV and join us. If you're retired, you've got time to help Freedom Watch and help this country and help your offspring. I'll be back next week with another edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. Remember, the Father and Son will only help us if we help ourselves. Thank you for listening to me.
Whether it's your first time betting or you've been gambling for years, have a plan and know the game. Be aware of the rules and odds before you gamble. Set a budget and never gamble with money you can't afford to lose. Take a break and consider teaming up with trusted friends to help you stick to your budget. Remember, if you or a loved one has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER 24/7 or go to helpmygamblingproblem.org for free confidential services.
If you've been thinking about retirement communities but have questions about how it all works, help is here. At Country Meadows, we are happy to answer the questions you may have about senior living, like what social activities take place in typical communities, or what are the different levels of memory care. To get answers, you can visit our website Resource Center, which has articles and videos on dozens of topics available, or speak to one of our advisors directly. It's all free and with no obligation, so ask away. Country Meadows, here to help.